This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
Farewell so long, 'cause I was wrong, I guess.
This is the music of 25-year-old singer-songwriter Rosie Thomas.
Farewell so long, 'cause I was wrong, I confess.
Thomas released her debut album, When We Were Small, just last year, but she's been singing for quite a while. Growing up in Detroit, Thomas often performed with her family. Both her parents were musicians. Besides evolving into a musician in her own right, Thomas constructed her own comedy routine. Sporting thick glasses and an arm sling, she plays a geeky pizza delivery girl named Sheila, who's sometimes funny, sometimes painfully awkward.
I mean, I'm feeling hot, whatever. I've been working out, and I've been working on this dance piece for him. So when you have talents, you just kind of want to express them all.
Thomas's inspiration for Sheila came from her sixth-grade Halloween costume and developed into a stand-up show that she performed at comedy clubs in Seattle. Then one night, during a separate performance, a singing gig, Thomas decided to bring Sheila out. The two shows have been intertwined since.
I feel more of an entertainer rather than a musician because I love to end making them laugh. There's nothing more gratifying than hearing people's laughter, is there? I mean, when you play music, you're not waiting for anybody's response. You know, I don't play $2 shoes, and when I'm done, do I say, did that move you, sir, first person in the front row? Did it?
As you listen to the high-pitched frenzy of words tumble from the mouth of Rosie Thomas, you'd never imagine her songs to be so calm, so passionately delicate. She sang in an NPR studio after returning to the U.S. from her first European tour, where she opened for singer Bryan Ferry.
It was a very tough 2 months, I will say that.
Do you play little places there? I mean, these are not stadium songs.
No. I mean, we played, like, the Royal Albert Hall and all these places, which is wonderful. I mean, I don't mind the acoustic sort of portion of it. Opening for Bryan Ferry, however, his audiences were a bit tough, and I don't think I was prepared for, you know, what would sort of endure by going through it.
Well, hoot you off the stage or anything.
No, that didn't happen, but there was definitely heckling, and in Germany, they're very fond of cattle noises. It was a big thing there.
Really?
Yeah, it was sort of an animal farm. It was really...
And you get through songs like you do when
it's very tough.
Animal sounds are...
That's what I mean. I mean, there's no drumming. There's nothing to... I mean, when you're on stage and it's just your guitar and another guitarist, all you hear is every note you make. I mean, your hands are shaking and you hear every little solid thing that may go wrong.
I've got my car all packed with cassette tapes and sweaters and loose change and cheap cigarettes. I'm gonna drive through the hills, put my hand out the window and sing till I run out of words.
So it's that quiet. Someone's meowing like a kitten, which that happened, people. Yes, it did. Or buying like a sheep. That happened too. But it's true, though. You're right. I mean, you start sort of playing head games as well because all you can hear is the people talking in the front row. We got the set down to about 10 minutes one night. You know, I mean, it started off at 30, and then one night I think it went to 17, and
tempo,
then we got in trouble.
Tempo picks up a bit.
Yeah, honestly, wedding day was so much for love. One night I said Bryan Ferry was going to come out and do a song with me. I thought that would hold them, and I think they knew I was lying. And then, I mean, really, you just try to come up with everything. I tried to come up with that I was his niece. I said, my name's Rosie Thomas, I'm Bryan Ferry's niece. And it was a sort of hush over the audience. And I was like, Rosie, you figured out how to get him. But then I got in trouble. Wasn't allowed to do that.
Do you feel up to doing $2 shoes?
Sure.
My favorite white dress on and my $2 shoes.
Okay, there's one where your heart hasn't been broken yet.
Yes.
But it's coming. And
it's on its way, isn't it? You know, it actually was. I think that one was written in the opposite sort of fashion. It's sort of what they hope to find in love and those sorts of things.
And it's beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
But we hear a vulnerability there that just, I mean, it's like you're going to break. You just... This
I might not do good in the feminist area, would I? Like, Rosie, don't give yourself like that. Run away. Be strong. But, you know, it's just sort of sincere. I think of just, there are times I think we can act sort of tough about things. And really, I think sincerely, we all just really hope to find that person that will just really adore us and love us for. But you're right, there is a sort of vulnerability. I'll do anything to show you that, you know, anything you want.
Let me win me in a hand of poker. Convince you to never want to go away.
There are many songs on that record that, you know, some of it is about my parents and their sort of breakup. And so maybe my point of view as to what maybe my mother would have said to my father.
Some days when she's slightly down, tell her it's okay to frown. It makes you just fall more in love with her. But never, 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 never.
How old were you?
My parents got a divorce. I was 14, I think, 15. So silly, I guess, because you don't think that it affects your life. You don't expect that what it will do. But I think but it really was, I think, a changing point in my brother's and my life, for the mere fact that we were such a close family, you know, and them being musicians and influencing us in so many ways. We just thought they were madly in love. But they still have such a great influence in my life, and I love them so much. My family is just very important to me, so sort of what the record is gearing towards is a dedication sort of to them, I guess, so.
Did you perform with your parents?
Oh, they always sing at our schools and came for, you know, the principals love them. You know, we're the Thomas kids, and our parents were musicians, so they used to come to our schools and perform, and my brothers and I would be sort of puking in the background and just miserable, but looking back on it now, it's wonderful. I'm so happy that we were surrounded by musicians and that sort of thing.
We hear your family, I think.
Yes, there's samples of them on there.
Is that from audio tape or film or what?
From both. My dad, pretty much since the day we were born, he just sort of filmed every moment in our lives.
1980.
Where else could we wake up in the morning?
Remember we rang our I really wanted my family to be a part of it, but trying to get everybody to fly out and collaborate just didn't end up working out. And so I thought, what else could I do to make them a part of it? And so I went home for Christmas and I just grabbed all these audio tapes and I recorded on a cassette tape off the television. They're just really endearing to hear yourself because you forget what you were like at 2 or 3. And so that's why I chose to put them on there. I wanted my parents to hear their voices and sort of put us back in that time in our lives. It was just really wonderful.
Singer-songwriter Rosie Thomas. Her debut album is called When We Were Small. You can hear more of her songs and an extended version of the interview at npr.org.
Been traveling and wandering alone on my own for too long. And I swear I tried to convince myself it'd be much easier just being alone. But after running circle after circle, tired of running on my own.
It's 11 minutes before the hour.